Hi, is this Megan?
It is.
Hi, Megan. It's Jerry at WYSO.
Oh, hey, Jerry. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Great. So I'm calling to find out about the Film Dayton Festival this year, and this thing is coming up.
It sure is. The 5th annual festival. It's this year's Eichelberger Film Dayton Festival, August 23rd through the 25th. It's a very full Friday, Saturday, and Sunday near the end of August.
And so what's in store for attendees this year?
One of the things that people really enjoy at the festival is getting the chance to see a lot of great features that might not otherwise make their way to Dayton. But these are high-quality features, things that were sold out at Sundance, winning awards at South by Southwest, great films that people really want to see. So we've got the feature aspect of it. And then something new this year that's really exciting is we put out a worldwide call for short films, and we got such great submissions. Over 10 countries, over 4 continents are represented. All these filmmakers wanting to show their film here in Dayton. So we've got some really, really nice selections of short film blocks peppered throughout the festival.
Who curated that and what was the process they went through?
It was a two-tiered jury selection. We wanted to be really sure that we were coming up with the best of the best in a way that, you know, people got to vote on it. So the films came in, they were sent out to people on the first tier of our jury who, you know, voted on things such as acting, cinematography, editing, sound, all of the things that when you put it together, you know you've got a great movie. And then we took the top scorers of that and sent it on to our second tier of the jury, and then they whittled it down and came up with a really, really strong collection of films.
I'm sure that was a challenge, but any other additional challenges for the 2013 festival?
You know what? There really weren't a lot of challenges because everything is so good and so diverse this year. We're really excited about that. But making sure that we are providing that diversity and something for everyone, we've got a couple blocks of student shorts where we're partnering with Wright State University, and the Big Lens Film Festival will precede our festival on Thursday, and then a great opportunity for middle school and high school students and their families to come see some great work is on Saturday, which is part of the Sundog Festival. So it's really a nice way to make sure that there's something for everybody, drama, comedy, documentary, and also a lot of great workshops that provide behind-the-scenes peeks into the industry.
That's great. And I'm looking at the filmdayton.com website under the 2013 festival. I see another great segment, Favorite Pitch It, is going to be back.
It sure is. We love Pitch It, and we love that Nikki Dakota from WYSO is emceeing it for us. She keeps it going and keeps it fun. Pitch It is a fantastic opportunity for people who are writers, but also people who just have a story, maybe aspiring filmmakers or people who want to know, hey, is this the kind of story that can become a great film? They get up on stage. They have 2 minutes to pitch their story to a panel of industry experts, people who work in L.A. and know what it takes to make a good movie. Then they get immediate feedback, and somebody walks away with a big prize.
Let's talk about this festival. It's been growing every year.
It really has. And I think the one thing that has always remained true to the Film Dayton Festival is the fact that we really are celebrating our community and our region. You will be seeing workshops from people who are professionals in the industry, and they are in the top of their field, but they have roots right here in Dayton, and it's important to them to continue to foster the level of talent here. There are films, both in the shorts program, as well as some of the great features that are really, really strong connections to what's happening here in Dayton, people either from Dayton or people who have stories to tell that are connected to Dayton. So even though a lot of the films that people are going to see are the best from around the world and the best from around the country, everything is, you know, still comes back to the fact that Film Dayton is about supporting the region and the community, and that includes through the Film Dayton Festival.
The kickoff is Friday, August 23rd. Anything else you want to tell us about the festival this year?
Just that tickets are available right now. You can get an all-access pass to enjoy everything that the festival has to offer, or flex passes, which give you the opportunity to hit 3 different screenings or special events, as well as individual tickets are available for sale at filmdayton.com.
Great. Megan Cooper, Executive Director with Film Dayton, thanks for letting me put you on the spot.
Thanks, Jerry.